This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 21st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across the region today, temperatures are rising with Tel Aviv seeing warm and sunny weather. Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant day with clear skies, while Haifa remains cooler with a light breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reported that the IDF and Shin Bet eliminated Adham Nasman, the head of operations for the Gaza City Brigade. He played a key role in the October 7th raid. Also, the Jerusalem Post noted earlier today that Nasman was responsible for holding seven hostages, including Romy Gonen and Emily Demari. Also this hour, Ynet shared that Jordan intercepted three more Iranian missiles. This comes as Trump vows retaliation for any U.S. troops harmed. Separately, I-24 News reported this morning that Israel suspects Iran of moving nuclear centrifuges into Pickaxe Mountain. And finally, from earlier today, Israel Hayom highlighted concerns over Iran's nuclear activities. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24, a regional news source, reported minutes ago that UN official Ramiz Alakbarov condemned intimidation of humanitarian operations in Gaza. Zehava Galon, an Israeli political figure, shared her support on social media moments ago, saying, "Every word counts." OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted earlier that senior Lebanese officials received warnings about Hezbollah's involvement in the U.S.-Iran conflict. Let's go deeper, starting with the elimination of Adham Nasman. Israel Hayom reported that Nasman directed a significant raid and held multiple hostages during the ongoing conflict. His removal is seen as a key victory for Israeli security forces, potentially weakening the operational capabilities of the Gaza City Brigade. Turning to the tensions involving Jordan and Iran, Ynet detailed that Jordan has been under repeated missile attacks from Iran, targeting U.S. forces within the country. Trump's recent statements heightened the stakes, as the U.S. may respond with force. This escalation risks further destabilizing the region and impacting diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, I-24 News discussed Israel's concerns about Iran's nuclear ambitions. The movement of centrifuges into Pickaxe Mountain suggests an intensification of Iran's nuclear program. This development could strain already tense negotiations between Iran and international powers. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reported that Israel's last-minute economic reforms target business loans and scams. These measures aim to relieve financial pressure on citizens and stimulate the economy. Separately, CTEC highlighted China's launch of its largest AI model, sparking both excitement and market uncertainty. This could influence tech investments and partnerships in Israel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business shared news of Estée Lauder's latest product launch in Israel, combining skincare and makeup. This innovation showcases Israel's growing influence in the global beauty market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.